Ever tried reading while jogging, cooking, or even juggling flaming torches? Yeah, doesn't end well. But with audiobooks.com, you can conquer books without the circus act. Dive into over 450,000 titles, including more than 10,000 free ones. Get hooked on a bestseller, find your next obsession, or finally read that classic you've been avoiding since high school. And here's the inside scoop. Sign up today for a free 30-day trial and snag your first three audiobooks on the house. Sign up for your free trial at audiobooks.com/podcastfree today. That's audiobooks.com/podcastfree.
Hi, this is Christopher Lewis, and welcome to Dating Intelligence, the podcast where we give relationship advice from dating to marriage and everything else in between, and always with the goal of helping you to continuously be the best you at all times. Hi, guys. All right, we got a new episode today, and I think this is going to be a fun one, especially for you ladies out there, because I'm sure that you've probably have been around this at least one or twice. So my guest co-host today is a TV host, stand-up comedian, and a social media personality. His East Coast sensibilities and West Coast kindness can make even the grumpiest of people smile. I mean, just being around him is so infectious because he's always shiny and happy. And I'm going to use that term, shiny and happy, for you today. And when he's not touring the country as a stand-up comedian, he also runs a TV host, public speaking, and personal motivation online coaching program. I've known this guy for about 20 years, guys, and I consider him a good friend, and I want you guys to welcome my friend, Josh Nassar. How are you, Josh?
I'm fine, but I can't get over the fact that you said especially. You put an X in there, you said especially, and I'm obsessed.
I'm so sorry.
Now, I want to say especially.
Well, you know what? I especially love that you did that and caught me on that bullshit, because now I'm going to have to watch myself on especially now.
It's my favorite to pick on my friends and have them roast me and pick on me. That's in dating to me, like talking about dating. I love when people call me on my crap and we just laugh at me or we laugh at them.
Right.
It's so fun.
We'll see, but this is why you're going to be such a great co-host, because I need that banter back and forth when you call me on my bullshit, and then I'm going to reach back out and grab you in the ass and call you on your bullshit at the same time.
That's the fun stuff. I mean, it really is fun. I'll give you a quick thing, give you an idea. My friend Gary Cannon, who is a working comedian. He's a working comedian. I started a GoFundMe for him to quit comedy, right? No reason. And our goal was $6 and we raised it.
All right.
That's what me and my friends do to each other. There's now, no reason. He works.
I was going to say, now, did he comply to that? Was he privy of this at all?
No, he works on Conan. He tours the world as a comedian. He's always working, but it's just out of nowhere. So
that's
that gives
great.
You an idea of the love that we have.
That's great. So Josh, you know, so I'm going to use this video because you're sitting in your car right now, guys. And so when you guys watch this, it's going to be used as a podcast, but also as a video podcast, because Josh looks so handsome sitting in his car right now. But he does this thing, Josh, I want you to tell, and this is why I love you so much. So Josh can be seen on social media, and is it Instagram and Facebook, Josh, or just Instagram that you do this on?
So Instagram, Facebook, social media, TikTok blew up over for me the last 4 months. The last 4 months I've went, I now have a million followers on TikTok, over 200, and I think I've just crossed 260 million views, and it's growing. I gain about 40 to 180,000 followers a week, and it's been a wonderful journey. And I started during the middle of the pandemic, and essentially I have cameras in my car. I pull up next to people in their car and I say things that are silly, fun, always positive, never puts the person down. So I'll pull up next to some lady and I go, excuse me, miss, I could be wrong. I think you dropped something back there. And she goes, really? And I go, yes, your crown, because you're a queen. It's just so sad. And then she goes, oh, thank you. And then I end with, I'm a loser. And it's silly. It's just silly and fun. It's supposed to make people smile.
But you put a smile on people's face. And this, by the way, Josh, is why your term for the day, which I said earlier, it's going to be called shiny and happy. You make people feel shiny and happy all the time because you are always in such a great mood.
And even more now that I found this little niche of mine, which I look around, literally nobody else in the world is doing what I'm doing.
Right.
There's nobody doing what I'm doing.
Right.
So that's exciting to me. And I found a passion, and it's something that I can do on my own terms. I can shoot, edit, post it. I don't have to wait for agents, managers, mom, dad, sister, brother, girlfriend, anything to tell me what to do.
That's great. You literally pushed like the envelope of like carpool karaoke with that one guy and just like took it to another level. And you used your time wisely in COVID time, because you know, you can't be on stage and you can't do shows late night and this and that. So I think that you've hit a home run here, dude, like a serious home run.
And there was a point, it was January 15th. I remember I was in my little carport down in my apartment. And I remember I was like looking straight ahead, and I looked to the left, maybe a quarter inch. And I go, well, I'm either going to be a successful during this pandemic. And then I look to the right, of course, and I go, or I'm just going to be a failure. And I go, why don't I just make the decision to be successful, whatever that is. And I go, I'm going to do this.
Right.
I don't know if it's going to work, but I'm going to do it. I go, I'm going to put the pedal to the metal, and I'm going to do this.
Dude.
And I had one person go, you look crazy. And I go, okay.
So what? You know, that's one person out of a million now. And, you know, and guys, and by the way,
real quick, now he turned around and he's getting me a deal. He's the same guy. And I told him today, I go, hey, I got a resentment. You're the same dude that told me I'm crazy. And now you're hooking me up with a production company and getting me a deal that's going to possibly make me a nice living. So
that is amazing. Good for you, dude. Tell that crazy motherfucker. Yeah. You are like, see, you knew. And by the
way,
guys,
my buddy.
By the way, Josh, I've known Josh, like I said, almost 20 years. And when I met this guy, when we used to hang out and things like that, he is like the, not only the nicest guy ever, people, but like, you know, he's always just like uplifting, and he's always positive, and he's always creating all these things for everyone. And Josh, I'm going to have to toot this on you, but basically how he said that he just got in his car and did this guy on a whim back in the day would jump in his car and goes, you know what? I need to make some money. I got to go sell some meat out of the back of my car. And we were like, wait, what the hell? Remember that? And I was like, you would go and sell meat and come back with like so much money and be like, how the hell, you're good at everything you do.
Door to door for 21 years. If you're at an Omaha Steaks, basically it's vacuum packed. So I did it when I was 18. I did it through high school and then through college. And then I came out here. I started my own company. I had a fleet of trucks and I got really good at it. I knew
you're
what to
great.
Say. I got New York strips, Delmonico's, Ribeyes, T-Bones, hamburger patties. If I can't pack a freezer, I'm going to give you it free. And don't worry about money, because I take Visa, MasterCard, American Express, special checks, cash, corn, one of the cuddles and kits. So I got lazy and I said, I'm just going to put it in my car and I'm going to sell it before it defrosts. And it was all in beautiful packaging, cardboard, and it's dry ice and all that. And I would drive around and I would just sell frozen meat and then I'd be done for the day.
You did. We would be in the middle of a party like situation. He goes, wait, I got to go. I'm like, where are you going? I got to go sell some meat. I need some money. And then like, you'd come back, go like 30 hours later, go, yep. Okay. I'm good. And you were amazing at, you're the best salesperson ever, dude. And this is why you doing your own career stuff. It's only gold for you. Only gold.
And you know what? I went through many, many years of hurt and pain and sorrow and all that. So right now, the fact that I am in a good place and I am feeling good. And I went to therapy 5 days a week. I was going to 12 step for codependence and love addiction. I was always dating emotionally unavailable women. I was emotionally unavailable. I was a mess, very angry all the time, all kinds of medications. And now I'm on nothing and I'm doing what I want to do.
That's great.
With all that said, I'm grateful is what I'm saying.
Yeah.
I've been to my personal hell for me, and boy, am I grateful.
Good.
I really am, buddy. I really am.
I'm really happy for you, man. And I'm really happy to have you on the show. And so with that being said, guys, you got a little bit of Josh's background. We are going to segue into our topic of the day, which this coincides literally of what he does every day in his life right now in his car. And so Josh, the topic that you're going to be co-hosting with me on, and just let's talk about this, is going to be called the pickup artist. You know, those one line pickup lines that people use out when they're about trying to pick up girls or guys, and it's just either a hit or miss. And so these are the things that we're going to discuss today. And I want to, and I know with you and your background and you know, with your comedic timing and things like that, should be a no-brainer for you, because you're running around literally using one liners all day long and picking up people for your show.
No. Got to stop you there. I make sure that anybody that I talk to knows that it's a joke. I 100%, like I said to a lady the other day, I go, excuse me, something is wrong with my eyes. Did the sun just come out? And she goes, no. And I go, or did you just smile? So it's obvious. And I say it like, or did you just smile? But going back to the pickup lines, if I really was it, I made that person laugh. I made them go, oh, this person is kind. And he's not just, you know, hitting on me in a silly, in a direct way.
Right.
So you know, but I make sure I'm a cheese ball. The face that I'm making looks very much Jim Carrey-esque. I mean, there's something wrong with me.
No, and that's quite right. And that's, you know, with the stuff that we're going to be discussing, because literally what you just said, there's a million ways to do this. Like, in your way, it's just so disarming and just so charming and just so delightful that it's like, even if, like, you know, you use this as your career, doing this as a career, and it's getting such great, so many hits and this and that. But let's say there's a guy out on town. Now he needs to be able to use his personality in order to create this gift of picking up women. And it is a gift, by the way. And I know that you could spin this off of what you do and just go out now, because you need to do a coaching class on this, by the way, the pickup artist, one up, you know, bring it back. You know, there was that movie back in the day. Remember that movie called The Pickup Artist with Robert Downey Jr., when he would just literally just like run around to bars. He'd be in grocery stores. He'd do it on the street and just run up to girl after girl after girl. It was a numbers game to him, but eventually he would get one or two girls' numbers, and then he, you know, he'd hit a win. It'd be a win for him. So it's like, it
Chris,
was a
let me
numbers
ask you,
game.
How tall are you? Chris, how tall are you?
I'm 6'3".
Fuck off. I'm 5'7" and a half. There's the end of the game.
That's Josh, you know, always had to look up to me, man. You know,
that's the pickup line. You're good looking and tall. You look like you play sports. I'm 5'8" and I drive a Toyota. You know what I mean? Like, you see the difference? Like,
right.
That's
right.
What it is. If you're good looking and tall, your pickup lines pretty much work. If you're my height, you have to be funny.
But don't you think, right? But don't you think that, like, me being how I am in this and that, thank you for saying that, and it's all good and dandy, but if I'm a total complete asshole and I have nothing behind to back it up,
doesn't matter. Doesn't matter. Sorry. So that's the reality of it.
You hear that, ladies? Josh is like, literally, Josh, just bow down to me right now, dude. Just bow down.
Yeah. I don't think, obviously, you can be mean and disrespectful, but I can't remember the term. But in other words, the difference between a guy being creepy and a guy being like complimentary is his looks.
That's right.
You know, So in my opinion, for me, because look, I'm not that 6 foot so-and-so guy, you know, I'm not that model looking dude. So what I've always done for me is it didn't always work, because I don't know if some women like that, but I use a little bit of humor.
Right.
That's my little thing.
Right.
You know, that's just what I do.
But I appreciate that, you know? Because like I said, everyone should know what their thing is. And like you said, you're good at that, you know, and I'm going to share a little tidbit story there. I'm going to jump forward a little bit and we'll backtrack a little bit. But so my best friend, you know, I actually asked her, like, what was the best pickup line someone ever used on you? And so she said, this guy came up to her one time and literally, and I quote, he goes, he said, I don't want to make sure I get this right. He goes, he was short. He was very short. He was not the most attractive guy. He would walk up to the hottest girl in the bar and ask her if she wanted to buy him a drink. So now that was his pickup line. So to kind of throw them off a little bit, he goes, hi, excuse me, you want to buy me a drink? And it worked. It's disarming.
Oh, wait, let's break that down a little bit. That there has to have been something else, meaning that he had a depth and gravity where he felt confident in himself.
Right.
He had a, you know, like something behind the scenes. You know, whether he had a great job and a great life and something.
He had all of that and more. You're absolutely right. He did have that.
So
that's correct.
And I think, you know, if you break it down, really, we're animals, right?
Right.
Just like if you're around a dog, you can sense, oh, this dog is nice or mean or whatever. Like, I think that humans can kind of judge from each other. So if this guy had a lot of confidence, I would assume that as animals, we can kind of judge. Oh, that woman could say, hey, that guy has a lot of confidence. Even though what he was saying was one thing, you know, Maya Angelou, my mom has a sign in her kitchen.
Okay.
And Maya Angelou was a great philosopher and a poet and an educator. And it's, you know, it's very simple. It says people will forget what you said and what you did, but not how you made them feel.
Right. That's true. You know, and that's my motto, by the way. It's like, I always tell everyone, I go, you know, the people that I meet, I put it on my clubhouse and I said, the people that I meet today will remember me tomorrow, you know, because
go ahead.
No, I was going to say, because it's like my thing is like, I just wanted them to know that I just want to be infectious all the time. You know, like there's people out there that I've come up to, and as I said this on my few of my past episodes, where there'd be girls out there that I just want to know, you know, it's like, I'm not trying to really pick you up. I just want you to, you're good looking. I want you in my group. And even though, you know, most people right away, what's the first thing that happens, Joss? They put up their guard. You know, when a person approaches them, they usually put up their guard and they're, and, you know, because they've been hit on or this and that so many times that it's kind of like, All right. Yeah. Good luck, buddy. What's your thing? Why are you here? You know, come on, humor me, give me something to like give you a pass. And I literally just say, hey, just saw you, want to buy you a drink, nothing more than that. So I take him to the bar, buy him a drink, and I walk away. And I'm like, but, and then they're like, well, wait, what? You don't want, I'm like, no, I don't want anything else. I just want to let you know that I'm not here to hit on you. I just think that you seem like, you know, you're here, I'm here, and here's my friends. Let's just have fun. And that's my end usually. Nothing more than that.
And I'm sorry to bother you. I'm sorry to interrupt you, but how tall are you again? That's the truth of it. I'm not going to let you get out of it. That's the truth of it. You're a model-esque looking guy with great charisma.
Thank you, John.
There's a difference.
I'm so sorry. Humble, no, though. I'm very humble.
No,
yes.
Doesn't matter. It's bullshit. I'm not letting you get away with, no, I tell them this. Fuck off. No. You're good. No.
So you mean it's like that, like looks. That movie with Tom Cruise and Renee Zellweger, when she goes, you had me at hello. And that's basically what it is.
Yes. Yes. That's what it is. Now, obviously you have to back up more of it. And also too, I think because, you know, this whole topic of picking up can be seen as almost like manipulative, mm-hmm. you know, because you're trying to get something, whatever that is, whether it's relationship or marriage or dating or just sex or whatever. So you are. So it's a matter of also what's your intention too. You know, my opinion of you, you come across as this kind person, you know, but there are guys that I know that are real assholes.
Yeah.
And they get girls.
Right.
So it doesn't.
I don't even get that either. It mind boggles me. You know,
I do.
Okay.
I do. I know this guy and I personally will not be around him because he's very, 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 very negative. And I've seen him hook up with some and date some very, very, very pretty girls who I thought were great. And then I come to find out that they have their issues.
Right.
You know, he was filling some void, just like some women act some way and it fills some void.
Right.
You know, so it's not always about the pickup line. It's about, you know, what triggers in them, you know,
so like,
have you heard of the term?
Go ahead. No, Finney, term. Go ahead.
Have you heard of the term? I think it's negging, N-E-G-G-I-N-G.
A little bit, but explain to everyone.
So essentially, from what I understand, I could be wrong, but essentially it's like, Chris, you look great today. You usually don't look so good. Or, Chris,
God.
You probably don't have enough money. So you're putting the person down.
Right.
And that was his MO. And that probably triggers something. Or women may do that too, vice versa. So then that triggers a fight or flight codependence response.
So it's like their insecurities just come out of nowhere, even more so.
And then that triggers codependence issues. And I got to get this person's validation. And then a person keeps negging you. So you keep trying. So it goes back and forth.
Which is not
healthy.
Right. It's not. But I'm glad that you're bringing this up because this is some of the things that I actually read upon, Josh, on this subject. Because, you know, even though, yes, like Josh said, I it's not that hard for me to pick a win, but I do have, you know, like we all have our battles. But at the same time, so this is something that they said. It goes on. Pickup lines, you know, basically it's like it highlights something about his value as a mate, his athleticism, culture, wealth, or generosity. This will immediately allow him to highlight his unique attractive features in his personality. But there's people who also go for those types where if they use a pickup line, sometimes there's people who go for the insecure types, like you're saying, and they just want to like please the person. So it's easy to pick them up. Then there's also like that girl who wants the bad boy, where it's like, they want that asshole, where some guy walks up where I would never challenge that girl. I'd be like, look, you know, I'm not interested in that girl. Cause I know that she's not my type that I would ever date. She just probably goes for those type of guys. But then those type of guys, like your friend, like you're talking about, can go up to that girl and say something fucking just stupid as hell. And they're just eating putty out of his hand at that point.
And let me clarify. This guy wasn't my friend because that's the type of guy I know him.
Gotcha.
So, you know, even in dating friendships, like I don't have that in my realm, you know, because I just wouldn't be near him. And by the way, you just read that. What were you reading? What was that from, that quote that you just read?
I just read that from, like, I just did some research online and found that. It just basically said, you know.
And what is that exactly, though? That is what?
What's that? The line that I use? My pickup line situation?
No. What research? You read, you said.
It will usually benefit a man who chooses to use a pickup line to try one that highlights something about his value as a man.
Got it.
Which you said about yourself. And that's why you pinpointed it at the beginning when you said, look, I'm only 5'8". I'm going to give you 5'8", even though you said 5'7", but I will say you're
5'8". 5'7" and a half. Thank you very much. 5'7" and a half. Thank you.
But you said, you know, it's like, you know, I want to bring in humor. I want to bring in that. And that's a bonus for you because like I said, everyone has, but just that's your confidence right there. You know, that's your in and everyone needs something and, or should use something that works for them. Now we all try something. It's like me going up to a girl going, "Hey babe, da, da, da." That ain't going to work for me. You know, I don't have that confident behind that line to use some sort of stick or line to pick them up with that shit. You know what I mean? But with humor, like yourself, I will walk into a situation and try to disarm a person by just being funny and just letting them know, hey, this isn't so serious. You know, it's not like I'm asking to marry me right now.
Yeah. 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 I definitely agree with you. And it also is, and I'm just not as educated enough to know, but it's also the whole, I'm not saying the word socioeconomic, but the whole like thing of like taking care of each other and what a person's looking for and providing for each other, both male and female, and protection and raising kids, like all of that stuff that's in our genetics,
right?
Or survival.
Right.
You know, so somebody sees somebody, you know, that potential mate, it's more than the social norms of what we have in the world around us. It's
that's
thousands
true.
Of years of programming that I'm just not I'm not educated in it to know, right, like what is going on underneath that may or may not be something, you know,
but in what you're saying, I hear what you're saying, but also not, I don't want to say in your defense, but with what you're great at is basically disarming and just anyone, you know, like, it's like you said, it's in your bio, you know, your bio said, you know, you could take the grumpiest of people and make someone smile, you know, and that's a gift, by the way, you know? And so for what you're doing right now, that's why, you know, I love that you're co-hosting with me on this topic, because I feel like we need to go out one night post COVID now with, you know, June 15th, everybody can go out and do whatever the fuck they want to do and just put it into action and use your words that you're using on the street to people and see what happens.
No interest. I do not want to go to a bar, Chris.
Remember, it doesn't have to be a bar, Josh. It could be the store. It could be anywhere. Remember, this is just not about bars. I don't want to go to a bar either. I'm over that scene as well.
Can't somebody just recognize me and go, "Oh, I want to date you." And I go, "Great, we're dating. We're in a relationship."
Are you not getting that right now? So you're trying to tell me someone on the street is never that you've done this with right now. Someone goes, "Oh my God, who are you? What's your name? Do you want to talk?"
Nope.
Have you stood around long enough? Have you stayed around long enough to even pursue that?
No, Chris, I can't hammer this home enough. And I want anybody listening to know this. The vibe when I do this on the street, there is no one in any way, shape, or form that would take me seriously.
Gotcha.
Because of the intonation, the cadence, and how I talk. It's right. Not that game.
Yeah, guys.
It's just not.
You got to watch Josh, man. Just like, Josh, can you just plug your in between this right now? And we're going to plug in later. Plug them your social media name so they can look you up real fast, because you guys
just
are
my name, Josh Nassar, J-O-S-H, J-O-S-H, N-A, single S-A-R. That's J-O-S-H, single S, N as in Nancy, A, single S-A-R. .com across all platforms, tiktok.com/@Josh Nassar. You can just look me up.
And guys, just watch a few of things what he does. I mean, it's ballsy. It's incredible. And just like your timing, dude, I don't even understand how you come up with this stuff. It's hilarious. And everyone just like they eat, you have them eating out of your hands. It's so funny.
It comes from my stand-up comedy.
It's great.
Cadence and timing. It's the pause, which then builds the momentum, which then builds the punchline. And it's really, really fun. And I'm also learning as I go. Keep in mind, I really started this 4.5 months ago.
Yeah, incredible.
And it just really took off to something really fun and hopefully life-changing.
All right. So tell me, so let's play off of this. I'm going to ask you, like, you're going to be the host now for a moment, because you know, you're my co-host. So I'm going to put you on the table. How do you, so if you're let guys know right now, from what you do, how should they approach a girl, you know, coming out now of COVID and this and that, the pandemic, everybody's going to be out and about this summer. A lot of people out, and people are basically just excited just to talk to people again, meet people again. What's the best way for someone not to fuck it up? You know, and you know, because girls now, because they've been hidden behind closed doors for so long, are going to be waiting for guys anyways to just start hitting on them again. And it's going to be a good thing. I think this is all positive for guys right now and girls.
I would say the game plan starts at home. What does that mean? Build your own depth, your own gravity, your own confidence, your own passion.
Right.
Build yourself up. So when anyone is around you, they go, "Whoa, that's a really great person."
Right.
And if you're like really like, Chris, what are you passionate about? What are you so passionate about? Tell me.
Me? Josh, I'm passionate about everything I put my hand. I am passionate about, I love people. I am passionate about people. I love what I do. I love you know, interacting. I just love bringing people together, you know, and I'll even go one better. I love putting a smile on someone's face when I meet them, you know?
So what I mean by passionate is like when you used to play tennis, you were really good at that, right?
Right. Still doing like, it.
Right. Mm-hmm. So that's something that's like building that, I'm just using an example. Like for me, my passion, let's say, is my videos. I'll just say, I love doing it. So when I go out, I don't have right now a feeling at the moment, I don't have that needy because I'm like, hey, I have something at home that makes me feel really, really, really good where I have a depth and a gravity. I feel good about who I am. I feel good where I live. I go to the gym. So when I go out, no matter what I say, it's coming from an honest place. At least I'm thinking in my mind that I'm just going to be my authentic self. And if they don't like it, fuck off.
Right.
No big deal.
You can't catch everyone on a good day every day. You know, sometimes people are
Like, think about this. Just mathematically, there's 4 billion women, 3 billion men on the planet. If you don't want me, that's okay. Nothing negative. Bye. Just math. Right?
Think
about that.
Yeah.
And I used to get so hung up over one person. I'm not that special and you're not. I'm definitely not.
Right.
You know what I mean?
Right. Josh and I used to be wingmen out back in the day. Josh and I would go out. That's why I brought you in my life, Josh. You know, you're a good wingman. Josh would go out and just like, he'd diffuse all the, and I would just come strutting in going, hey, what's up guys? Oh, Josh, you're already talking to these girls.
It was fun. We had fun. We would go out to the nightclubs and all that.
Yeah.
And it was just a really fun time. Met a lot of nice, awesome people.
Right.
And, you know, I guess, you know, I'm 24 years old, Chris, and my life has changed.
I get it. I'm
wait a second. Hold on a second. You know, I'm 49 years.
He kind of did that a little backwards, guys. So you got to pay attention to what John said, because he will catch you really quickly, but you got to be quick on the draw and catch what the hell he's saying.
No joking though. I really think that right now, especially, is get your house in order.
Right.
So because everybody's kind of tepid PTSD craziness, that if you meet somebody and you're solid, even after all this craziness, I think they're going to feel that and just be authentic, like be so authentic where they're like, whoa, for instance, what you just said, you know what? I don't want anything. I'm meeting nice people. You seem nice. If you want to talk, great. If you want to drink, here's great. But if not, no big deal. Like, that's just like, yo, dude, I'm Chris Lewis. How are you? If you want to be in my life, cool. If you don't, no problem.
Right. I'm not offended when they're like, when they say no, I'm like, okay, you know, and I just literally walk away going, and underneath my breath, well, you're missing out. I mean, but you know, but you know, cause you don't understand. It's like, I really don't want anything. I'm happy. I'm happily in a relationship, da, da, da. And I just love meeting people. And sometimes, you know, it sucks because there's people out there. I mean, it's just the dating world in general, you know, it's a dog eat dog world out there. And people, you know, especially women, they always need their guard up, which I completely understand. I'm going to share a story one time, Joss, in my modeling days. I was in Miami and I was at, you know, I was by myself. So I decided to go out to this bar and there's this girl. She was gorgeous, blonde. I mean, beautiful girl, right? Like she probably a model herself. I don't think she did something else, but she wasn't. But anyways, so I'm sitting there having a drink and just hanging out, just enjoying the atmosphere. Guy, and by the way, she's sitting next to me by herself about 2 cocktail tables over, right? By the dance floor. Guy after guy after guy hit on her. And I, you know, you can't hear what she's saying because the music's on, it's a little far, but she just kept shaking her head like a no, no. And they would just walk off defeated, right? So then finally, the next guy comes up and I finally, when he left, I just went and just started laughing, typical like that. She turns around and she heard him. She goes, why are you laughing? I go, it's just funny how these guys don't know that you're not interested right now in any of them because you're just not in that mode right now. You know, like they weren't picking up her cues that she's just there. She's not there to be hit on. She's just there hanging out. So she goes, hey, what's your name? That was my end. So it might've been my pickup line that I didn't even know, but I was in, and we went out on a few dates after that and it was great. So who would have known, you know? So there's just the honesty of just being honest and reading the cues of people when you're out. Like Josh said, get your house in order at home first. When you go out, everyone's going to see the authentic you. Would you agree with that?
If your house is in order.
That's correct.
Now you can fake it, but then it's hard to keep that up.
This is true.
You can act like the confident, and you know, and there are people that can do that, but then all of a sudden, then you're dealing with a whole different game. But if you're looking for, in my opinion, for a real, which I'm looking for, a real commitment and a nice person that you could possibly spend your life with,
right?
Being authentic and being willing to go, like just like you said, hey, not a problem. You're missing out, but you know, not to them. You wouldn't say that,
of course.
Just walking away.
Mm-hmm.
That's so dope. That's just like, takes all the stress off. It's like going on a job interview for a job that you don't give a shit about.
Yeah.
Fine. You want to hire? Great.
Exactly.
If you don't, I'll go right. I'll knock two doors down and be fine.
Right. It's like, you know, like when you're back in your acting, like, you know, we both did acting as well. It's that thing where you go to audition, like, you know what? I'm just here. I could give a shit, you know? And sometimes that works the best because you're just being your true self. And all of a sudden you're like, dude, you got the job. You know, you weren't stressed out. You weren't literally like putting pressure on yourself. There was no stress. You didn't have an angle. You know what I mean? You were just being you.
Yep.
Those are the best moments.
I agree with you.
Yeah. Best moments.
I agree with you.
All right, ladies. So Josh, like I'm telling you, Josh Nocera, like look him up. I mean, this guy, he's dateable. He's available, right, Josh? He's a cuddly bear. He loves the cuddle.
5'8", 5'7½" really. I'm available. I drive a nice hydrogen Toyota, which is a dope ride. It's tinted windows. It's very nice.
And I think once the ladies start texting me and DMing me and saying, hey, we want to know more about Josh, you're going to have to take someone in your car and show them what you do. Almost like a ride along.
Nope.
No.
Nope. This is my thing, Chris. Nobody. This is my job. Keep that shit separate.
All right. You know what
I
mean?
Keep it separate, Chris.
Good point.
But I would, no joke, I would love to meet a nice, strong, these are the things that I want. I want strong and powerful.
Got it.
I like strong, powerful, smart. If they had 17 degrees and master's degrees and they were so smart, made me feel dumb, that'd be the best thing ever.
Okay.
I just love smart.
So I love that you say that because, you know, that these are all the women that I hang around, all my besties, all these girls that they're just like, dude, find me a guy. I'm like, I got no guy friends you want to date because I only hang out with strong, independent women. And you fit the mold. I got someone I can actually.
Let me tell you why.
This is great.
Let me tell you why. Sorry to interrupt you, but I'm just lazy.
Yeah.
I don't want to think all the time. What restaurant do you want to go to? I don't know. You pick. Great. Done.
All right. But you know, Josh, all women still want a guy to be a guy. So you got to step up every now and then.
Nothing to do with being a guy. I just don't want to have to think all the time.
And there's a lot of women that will take that role and they will take it. And I know a lot of them. So I'm going to actually put you on my Rolodex of dateable guys now, which all of one, you are all of one of my dateable Rolodex of guys that I could actually, you know, have some of my girlfriends date.
And they can watch me and see what I do to go, oh, okay, I like this guy's sense of humor.
Yeah.
And it's pretty simple. You know, I'm pretty simple. I'm a nice, genuine human being. I'm looking for something long-term with somebody who has a great sense of humor and strong, smart, and powerful. That's it.
Well, I think you're amazing. I think I've always thought you're amazing. I'm very happy to have you as a co-host on my show. All right, guys. So that's it. So Josh, let's finish this off. And then I'm going to ask you, well, I always do a question of every episode, but guys, remember this episode is called The Pickup Artist. And once again, it's one of those things where you ladies it's go time again. It's time to go back out. So just be aware that, you know, you're going to be guys left and right. Just have an open mind. Listen, be approachable, first of all, as well. I'm talking from the girl side and guys, you too, you know, because this can go both ways. You guys out there, like Josh said, get your house in order. Make sure that you feel confident. You feel secure. You know what you're doing and don't try to be someone you're not because there's worse of going up to go at some pickup line that you heard your friend use. That ain't going to work for you. Agree, Josh?
I mean, I feel like I could pull it off. I go, hey, I'm Chris Lewis. I'm 6'3". I used to model and I play tennis. Want to play tennis? I feel like that would work.
It would work. You think it would work for you?
That's actually hilarious. If I went up to a girl, go a little bit about me, Chris Lewis, that's not my name. I'm 6'3". I play tennis and I used to model.
Look at that. That's like, a great pickup line. See?
It's a great pickup line. Excuse me. I'm like, yes, I'm 6'3". My name is Chris Lewis. That's actually hilarious.
You've got to see, write that down. All right. You can use that for your next. I want you to use that on air for your thing. Say, hi, my name's Chris Lewis. I'm 6'3". I'm a model. And then you use that. That better be on your show. God damn it. I want that on there.
That's great.
All right, guys. So we are going to go into the question today. Josh, thank you. You're amazing as always. And this is our question for the day. All right, here we go. And you're going to answer this first, buddy. So here's the question. Hi, Christopher. Love the show. And I think you're amazing. And thank you for podcasting. Here's my question. I'm in my mid-20s and can't wait to go out on the scene again. Miss the bars, clubs, and hanging out with my friends. I also enjoy meeting new friends out as well. That's part of the fun, right? But since COVID, there's one thing I don't miss, and that's being hit on by so many random guys. Now that I'm heading back out into the nightlife, how do I politely turn guys down that I'm not interested in without sounding too bitchy? Signed, happy-go-lucky. Josh, what do you think?
Thank you for hitting on me, but honestly, I haven't gotten my vaccination yet, and I'm not dating. Oh, fucking genius. Mike, drop the mic.
That's a good one. How many people would be walking away from that like quickly?
Well, let's just say you have 100% getting hit on. That's going to cut out at least 30%.
Right.
Now you're down to it. Listening management.
All right.
You know, or Or she could literally say, you know what, I'm just thinking out loud. You know what, I'm not really dating at all right now. I don't feel comfortable since the pandemic. I'm still just hanging out with my friends.
That's a great one too. Yeah, you hear that, guys? Happy.
I'm not here to date. How about this? Or I'm not here to date right now. I'm just here to hang out with my friends.
Yeah.
And if the guy doesn't get that, bye.
Right. I think that this is a good time. And Josh has a very good point, guys. This is for guys and girls. Like, we are just excited just to be going back out again. And I know whether you're 20s, 30s, 40s, whatever the hell it is, everyone's just excited just to go out. But, you know, the funny part is everybody's going to be going out, kind of going to all these bars and places, looking a little shell-shocked and nervous. So, you know, everyone's going to be open. Everybody's going to be having fun. Yes, you will get hung on, ladies. But just like Josh said, look, I haven't been out in a while. I'm with my friends. I just want to politely just say, you know, not interested. I think that's the best way right now. Now, a year from now, you better come up with a new spin. But for now, I think that COVID's the best out of it all. You said it, Josh.
And I think even a year from now, you say, you know what? I'm just out with my friends. I'm not interested. Yeah. And if in 2021 or 2022, after the whole Me Too, a guy can't be respectful of that, then he needs to be put on blast.
Yeah.
Be like, hey guys, this guy won't leave me alone.
Yeah.
Hey guys.
Nothing worse than the guy not taking the hint. That really bugs the shit out of me.
Well, one step further than that, nothing worse than a guy not taking a direct thing. I'm not interested. That's not a hint. That's I'm not interested.
Right.
That's, you know.
Yeah, that's where the creeps come out. You know, the creeps come out, or as the freaks come out at night. But that's fucked up, man. I agree with you.
I like the creeps coming out at night.
All right, guys. Well, Josh, that's another episode of Dating Intelligence. Thank you. But I want you to please plug all your stuff again one more time, please. Where can we find you at?
It's Josh Nasser on all platforms, Joshna, single S's in Sam. That's Joshna, single S's in Sam, AR, TikTok.com/@Josh Nasser, Instagram.com/@Josh Nasser. All platforms, just Google my name. Thank you.
Nice. And you guys, please support him and follow him, because I'm telling you, once you look at a couple of his little tidbit snips that he does of this video stuff in the car, you will be rolling on the floor. It's like, it's ballsy, it's bold, and it's fresh and it's new. And I'm just so happy that you're doing this, dude. This is the show. This should be on TV. It's a fucking show, man. I'm telling you.
Let's hope. We'll see.
All right. And I got my one name on the Rolex, you on the Rolex. So now I will pimp you out. Is that okay? I'm sorry, whore you out.
I would love to be a nice, strong, powerful woman.
Good. Definitely. Got it. I got lots of those.
Hook me up with a nice girl.
I got
I want to get married. Okay, good.
Well, see, now you just narrowed out 30% down. Like, you might as well said you had COVID right now.
I'm in the position in my life where I would like to meet somebody to get married. If somebody's not in for that position, I don't want to date them.
No, and you know, and I'm going to take that back. I like that you're confident and you know what you want. This is something that, okay, girls, you know, I got a lot of you girlfriends out there, girls, and I'm going to pimp you out. We don't need dating apps. You just use me for this one. All right, guys, you know where to find me at Christopher@dating-intelligence.com, and anything on social media is anything Dating Intelligence. That's another episode. Josh Nasser, thank you so much. You're such a good friend, and I appreciate you having you on the show as my co-host. You were great.
Thank you.
All right, guys, that's another show. See you later.
Ever tried reading while jogging, cooking, or even juggling flaming torches? Yeah, it doesn't end well. But with audiobooks.com, you can conquer books without the circus act. Dive into over 450,000 titles, including more than 10,000 free ones. Get hooked on a bestseller, find your next obsession, or finally read that classic you've been avoiding since high school. And here's the inside scoop. Sign up today for a free 30-day trial and snag your first 3 audiobooks on the house. Sign up for your free trial at audiobooks.com/podcastfree today. That's audiobooks.com/podcast FREE.